Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
First and 10 at the Cleveland 16. Watson back to throw. Pumps, fires to the end zone. And caught! Touchdown, Houston! Farrell Brown with the reception.
My first time up here doing a press conference, you know. Seriously, first time. I've never done it. No trick questions. I kind of read about all that in the training they give us, so no trick questions. Let's keep it smooth.
Taylor fakes the give, and he dumps it off short right to Farrell Brown. Farrell running with it across the 50, fumbles the football, and it's recovered by Indianapolis.
Are you kidding me?
Xavier Rhodes with the recovery. Texans turn it over on their first two possessions.
I'm a player. I play. Period. If they don't play, you'll see me on the sideline fighting them all. I'm happy. I'll be right here smiling no matter the result.
I think Farrell is making good progress. He's an energetic guy, so I think that he'll continue to help us.
Farrell's been good. He comes in here. He's learned our system well. He's a good guy. He works hard. He's big. He's got good size. He can block. He's overcome a lot in his career. He's a good guy to have on the team.
Yeah, I'm definitely way slimmer. I don't know what it was. Body fat was up, so I was getting on the scale. The weight wasn't changing.
He wasn't playing as good.
I knew I was a starter. I believed that I was a starter. You know, I believe that I can play in this league. I'm a great football player.
You guys, awkward.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Damn, man, kick that up. Now, don't slow that down. Kick that up. Damn, we lost Farrell Brown this morning. I didn't know we was losing Farrell Brown.
Not touchdown Farrell Brown.
Not touchdown Farrell Brown, man.
He came on with us and everything.
Well, I know who you really
yeah, kick that up. This is, damn, Farrell, just pour one out, man.
You just don't realize.
Pour one out myself. Just for you, Farrell.
Oh, you're really pouring it.
I'm pouring it out, Doug.
Touchdown, Farrell Brown.
Damn, man. I hated to see this one right here, y'all.
Damn.
This was on that train. 2 years. This was my Texan crush right here, man.
I can't believe, Tyler, you didn't get in that open. It was very well done. You didn't get in that open when Clint said, extend him.
Oh, yeah. Give him an extension.
Extend him.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
I did it.
Today.
I'm guilty. Yeah. I did it.
Oh,
damn,
Lord.
Farrell. We lost Farrell Brown. If you missed it, the Texans have released starting tight end Farrell Brown. He started,
oh, holy cow.
He started 2 games ago against the Bears, and he is gone.
Tell you what, Show. When I saw him lollygag for that ball in training camp, and I saw Nick, my eyes immediately kicked down and saw Nick Caserio watching every bit of it.
The right was on the wall.
I thought I knew right there. I was like, uh-oh, this ain't gonna be good. And then they bring in O.J. Howard. He catches two tutties. He's last week he was in the mix the entire game, impacted the game. And then in comes Jordan Akins, second go-round with the Texans. He catches him a tutty, and then the next thing you know, he's got a big catch last Sunday in the second half when they were trying to mount that comeback. And here we are on a Tuesday morning having to say goodbye to touchdown. Farrell Brown.
I think Farrell is making good progress.
And the wild thing, like, is we're looking at this. The wild thing is, Hey, man, Brevin Jordan hadn't practiced in over two weeks. Yeah. And they still ain't just rock and roll. I mean, they said O.J. Howard, Jordan Akins. I mean, that's enough. Like, we talked about, they tried to trade for the guy from Miami, but his medicals didn't pass. And then they go and bring out O.J. Howard. And we said it, boy, they got some guys in here that may take his job. I didn't know they was gonna make him kick rocks. I didn't know he was going to be out of here. Damn.
Yeah, just from a talent perspective, it's hard to think.
Got too
that, yeah, it's hard to think that they just decided that they'd be better off without him at this point in time. After seeing a month's worth of O.J. Howard as a true inline tight end, but
and 2 weeks of Jordan Akins.
Yeah, 2 weeks of Jordan Akins. And look, the reality of it is too, though. Show is that there's the delusion that you talked about after he talked about being all pro or whatever it was he was talking about.
He said that this offseason, then he said, I'm looking.
He was going to get paid or something.
No, he said, I've looked in my game and found the improvements that'll take me to being an all-pro.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow. I mean, that delusion, I think will wear on a coaching staff, will wear on having to manage him, you know, every day.
That's a rookie mistake.
And then, when you bring the guys in that you brought in, they play well. And then, like this week, Mason Schreck was a kid that stepped up. Hell, he even had a catch, but he stepped up, and he was another kind of a inline tight end where he could put his hand in the dirt or he could be in the flank position if you need him to be. And they realized, hey, we can move forward without old touchdown Pharaoh Brown and we're going to be A-OK. And as this year goes, you know they're going to want to get Tegan Quatoriano in there.
He's on the IR right now.
The rookie out of Oregon State, I believe it was. They're going to want to get him in there. So, sorry, man. Damn. Sorry.
By the way, that is two touchdowns. Pharaoh Brown, that's his career. Two touchdowns.
Is it really? So that one highlight I had was one of two.
Yeah, two touchdowns.
Can't believe you couldn't find both, Tyler. That's bull crap.
It really is.
To be honest, you would ask me, I thought there might be a little bit more than two.
Two touchdown Pharaoh Brown. Pharaoh, two touchdown Brown.
Two touchdown Brown, baby. If you listen, he signed a one-year, $3 million guaranteed contract this offseason. So, I mean, apparently they thought he was going to be a part of this thing. And then this year he had 7 catches, 72 yards. His career, 46 catches, 433 yards, and those 2 touchdowns.
Mm. Ain't gonna get paid $3 million.
Who is this on?
$3 million to walk off.
Who is this on, Clint? Because we watched 2 training camps, and I'm not. Listen, you were dead wrong on this, but you weren't a fool. Like what you saw was like, hey man, there's some. He moves like tight ends that are above average tight ends move. He's got a good catch radius. He would go up. We watched and saw. That's how we saw things in game. His first game in Jacksonville last year. Well, there's something there, which led you to say sign him. But what happened here? Is this Pharaoh or is this the coaching staff?
I mean, look, we also saw. I mean, I saw him like literally take Jadeveon Clowney and drive him out of bounds and put him on his back. Like he's a physical pass blocking dude.
There were times we would say he's the most physical guy up front.
Yes, and it was
accurate. According to the offensive line. Now, but I just want to say, because there is some Pharaoh stuff here, but man, listening to Tyler's opener, fantastic job. Expect a lot for Clint Sterner in the show later on this week. There was 4 coaches. He has had 4 head coaches.
Yeah.
4 head coaches, 3 different offensive play callers, designers.
Drew a blank on there.
Like in that time frame, I didn't think about it. It's like, damn, I was hearing the coaches rolling. I was like, well, that's Bill. That's Romeo. That's David Culley. There's Lovey. There's Bill, the play caller. There's Tim Kelly, the play caller. There's Pep Hamilton. I'm just like, who is this on? I mean, because there's obviously no room of consistency at all.
Well, I mean, look, it's with the way this organization's been ran as of late. I mean, with as you just rattled off all the different coaches, it's hard to not question the coach's ability to build around players and bring the best out in players. But this one strikes me a little bit different. This one strikes me as a guy that clearly is talented and everybody understands. Everybody can see that. The minute that he walks on the field, the minute that he practices. Yeah. I mean, it's everybody grows tired of the delusion of thinking they're an all pro, the thought of thinking they should be a starter, they should be active, They should be this or that. And in reality, you got to go out there and earn it. Just God-given ability doesn't typically put you in a spot where that lasts very long. It'll get you in the game now. It'll get you to start a few games. It'll get you to make a roster. It'll get you a couple years in the league. But at some point, you know, you got to be the guy that goes out there. And ultimately, that a coach, a quarterback, a general manager that signs off on you can bank on. And that's why, all joking aside, that one day in practice – when I'm watching it and you're a week into camp where legs are getting a little bit heavy and you just watch I watch a play unfold where there's a clear lack of effort, even with the ball in the air, there was a lack of effort. And then on the way back to the huddle, there's really a lack of a sense of urgency to get back and get better. And I think he's the kind of player that general managers and coaches grow tired of that approach, right? I mean, you can't act like that. You can never act like it's never a good idea to act like that if you want to go win ball games. But you damn sure can't appear to not give full effort, appear to be comfortable in your position when you really hadn't done much. So to me, watching how talented the dude is and then understanding that last year he disappeared out of the offense and never reemerged. This year, really, because guys got injured and because really by default he and Jordan Brevin Jordan had to be the two guys. They were definitely going to make the football team, and then all of a sudden he's cut after week four. It's more than just, hey, we didn't got room for you in the tight end room.
Oh yeah, I mean their tight end room is injured, and they can use help. Yeah. Like right now they're sitting here with OJ Howard and Jordan Akins, and then they have Brevin Jordan, who hasn't played in 2 weeks, hadn't practiced in over 2 weeks. So that's where they sit right now.
And they're willing to part ways with you, and it cost them a couple mil. I mean, it'll obviously offset if he gets picked up by somebody else. So that may save you a mil
a little bit from
the Texans, but you're still risking. I mean, you're still cutting a guy with some guaranteed money on the table in a situation where
– feels like something similar to the – Anthony Miller situation last year.
Yeah.
Trade him, add money, and that's it. Hell, we're going to let it.
Let's just move on. Yeah.
Something happened here. So, Farrell Brown out. No longer a Houston Texan. We'll see where he lands, if he does anywhere else. Also, news dropped by a little Houston Astros-like feel for the Texans. Jonathan Greenard spoke with the media today, and he announced that Mario Addison will be back up this week. Yeah, Jonathan Greenard pulled a little Lance McCullers and announced himself that Mario Addison will be back, the defensive end who's been on IR.
Freaking didn't really even think about it.
That's right. Lovey, maybe Lovey will confirm it tomorrow when he speaks to the media, but Jonathan Greenard let everybody know that. And Clint, based off you doing some film watching over the last 24 hours and seeing this defense, they need some help. They could use any kind of help they could get because, what'd you say? Yeah. It's worse than I thought.
It's worse than I thought. I'd be honest with you. It's significantly worse than I thought. I just watched the first half and Jonathan Greenard, because I'm staring at his name on a rundown here. Jonathan Greenard, it's 3rd and 8. Jonathan Greenard jumps off sides without any kind of movement whatsoever. The quarterback's in gun. I mean, it's not like he's back there hard counting like Dan Marino back in the day, but he. He jumps. Now you're in 3rd and 3 to throw a touchdown. I believe they throw a touchdown the next – maybe it was a run to Austin Eckler. But the next play is a touchdown. I mean, there's scheme issues where they're in man-to-man and they're just showing Justin Herbert and the whole world that they're in man-to-man, and there's a matchup problem with Gerald Everett on Kamu Crugier-Hill, on Jalen Petrie, on Jonathan Owens. Just bang, 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 3 monster plays in the first half. They blew 2 coverages. We know on the 4th and 1, and then the Eckler touchdown late in the ball game, they miscommunicated. I would call it an alignment. I look at it and I go, I don't know why you would ever line up to that formation with Austin Eckler in the backfield the way that you did. So I don't know why you'd put yourself in a position to need to communicate it differently. So I think it's a combination of scheme and communication. But needless to say, you just go on and on through that entire game, and with the exceptions of some pretty good play by Derek Stingley Jr., with the exception of, I think, some pretty good defensive play in the 3rd quarter there right before the Texans went on that run With the exception of that, I mean, it was unbelievably bad.
That first half was bad.
Oh, it was bad.
Surprisingly bad.
Yeah, because I'm just sitting here. I'm one that when I always watch it, I'm like, man, if your inside guys can't hold up better than that, your linebackers can't play. Well, now you got linebackers blowing cover three. They've been playing cover three since high school. You got linebackers that
can't. That first half was when we see like Mike Williams just running alone.
Oh, butt naked.
We set up in the press guys. How the hell do you lose him?
It's unbelievable.
All the way across the field.
But it's a basic cover three where you got three DBs over the top of four underneath defenders, and your four underneath defenders got to stay disciplined. You got a zone you drop to. You've been coached to do that since Pee Wee football, and you got two dudes on one play, blow the coverage. And it's like, how do you blow that? How do two of your linebackers blow that particular coverage in that situation?
Veteran.
And when you're playing a good football team, like the Chargers, they take advantage of that Gerald Everett versus Owens, Gerald Everett versus Kemu Crugier-Hill, Gerald Everett versus Jalen Petrie. They find that in man-to-man coverage, when they get in this certain formation, you're going to line up that way. They're going to torture your ass. What do? They torched you for three straight big plays, right? And then you said Mike Williams, you're blowing coverages. And in the critical moments late, the Austin Ekeler stuff, you're miscommunicating and nobody's covering.
I mean, so this was more than – because I think a lot of people talk about with the Texans. For you, you watched it. I didn't watch the film. This is more than talent. This is more than just – hey,
absolutely,
man, they just don't got the Jimmies and the Joes.
Absolutely.
And they don't. I'm not saying they do, but they don't. But this, to you,
absolutely,
it stuck out more than, hey, man, hey, Roy Lopez just getting his ass kicked just because he's just not an NFL starting defensive lineman. This was more than that to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I watched this film.
But deal with that, Clint.
Well, I just got to
get new guys.
I'll be completely transparent. This week, to me, it was less about the guys up front. I mean, they struggled from time to time. There's no question about it. That's a weakness. But it was more, this game got out of hand, and ultimately the hole that the Texans couldn't dig their way out of, the hole was dug by the defense. I mean, the offense, look, when you start off with an interception and then Mills sails one over, like, they got to play better offensively, no question about it. But this game should not have been out of reach by halftime. Shouldn't have been. Just flat out shouldn't have been. Should it have been 14-7? Maybe. I mean, should it have been 17-7?
Well, score 7.
Maybe.
Maybe not 20, but maybe not 27.
No, hell no. It can't be that easy, and it can't all happen that fast. The defense was significantly worse than I thought, and it just made. And I can't help this, guys. I don't want to be negative. I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
Don't say that. You're not being honest.
But show damn it, I'm going on year three of covering this, man. I'm going on year three of this crap.
It
pains me to constantly be negative, but the deal is I've listened to a defensive minded head coach stand up there and talk about how close they are. They ain't nowhere near close.
How about positive?
You got two linebackers blowing cover three in one snap.
Two veterans.
One snap. I mean, you got the same play beating you on fourth and one that beats you down three plays later for a touchdown. And you lined up the same damn way. All they did was one. They used two different motions to get to the formation. It was the same exact play, and it's just like, you ain't close. You're not even remotely close. And it's not the offensive side of the football, so you're not covering for Pep. This is
you.
The defensive side of the football. I mean, it was.
You decided to run it. You're the defensive.
There's
player.
A reason why Kemu Crugier-Hill today talking about we got to play better. You damn right. I mean, it is. It's alignment, assignment football, man. You remember last year when we were like, how in a cover two scheme with Lovie Smith, your corner, how do the safeties let a receiver get behind you? Remember that last year? It was like, how do you blow that? How is it that bad?
And then you remember the year before that, it was like, well, we can't stay in our gaps.
It's just the same. Now it's linebackers can't be where they're supposed to be. The way you aligned to those Austin Ekeler plays late in the game, the way you aligned to them, you had no chance.
You were dead.
There's no chance. Zero chance.
And the Texans tried to do it, and the Chargers were
ready
to rock and roll. All right, you want to take a deeper dive in what Clint's talking about in that loss to the Chargers, check out the newest episode of the Utopia podcast with Sean Pendergast and John McClain. It is on your Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. All right, the Astros took an L last night, but there is something that we got to have a serious conversation about. I feel like some people are going to be mad at me. I don't know why. But It's a conversation we got to have about these Astros. That's next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
The 3-2 pitch, swing and a fly ball, shallow center field, coming on is Marsh, still coming on, makes the catch, the ball game is over, the drought is over after 11 seasons. The Philadelphia Phillies are going back to the postseason. They'll represent the National League as a wild card representative.
Celebrated on the field. This is the second time the Astros have had a team celebrate going to the playoffs. The Rays did it before. And now the Phillies did it.
That was nice of Dusty to let him do it legit against a real lineup. That was nice.
Yeah, I'm from a different generation.
Until they start pulling everybody out. But, yeah, that's cool. This is where I want to go here, Clint. And we can talk about this because McCullers was really good again, especially in terms of, you know, what you're looking for on the mound. But can we have an honest conversation?
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, all of my conversations are honest.
Last night, fellas, was the last time this year that they're wearing those alternate space uniforms.
Space cities?
Space City.
The Space City uniforms, the all blue up and down. I believe our buddy Chandler Rome called them the pajama uniforms.
I think that's pretty fair, pretty accurate.
Listen.
Description.
I hope that they trash those.
Oh, come on.
I hope that they don't wear those again. And listen, I'm talking about the uniform as they wear them out on the field. The jerseys that everyone's bought, I think you have an Alvarez one. I see them in the stands. They're fine.
Super clean. They're not just fine. Them things are bad.
Sure.
They're
at about a 1 out of 10. They're a 6-7.
Oh, I disagree. Got to give them more love than that. It's the highest selling space or a city edition jersey of all time. Sure. In any sport.
Sure. Okay. I don't know that they are completely fresh. 100% trust that
No, I promise you.
That answer may be true, but you just came right out with it, and I don't have anything to back it up. But even though that may be the case, they cool. But the Super. Way, but the way the Astros wear them, with the blue pants and the blue, like that's
you can't be wearing your pants like slacks if you're on a baseball diamond.
Sure you can.
I've had a problem with that even before these jerseys.
But it just looks bad with them. I just hope they don't wear those anymore. I hope that was the last time we see them those head to toe navy blues. The Astros have done a lot of great things in this run. This is not one of them.
I gotta agree wholeheartedly Ugly. I gotta agree. If they forced everybody to wear them pulled up around their knees like White Boy Chaz does, like Jose Urquidy had last
pulled
night,
them up with
as
the socks,
a baseball player should wear their pants.
They look better.
Then I can ride with it. I could ride with it. There's still no description that I'll ever give starts with super. By the way,
super duper.
No. I couldn't disagree more. Pull them up, show off the signature sock. I'm game. Wear them all the way down to the ankle the way that Yordan Alvarez does. They look like pajamas.
I don't disagree that the pants down it doesn't look as good as the pants up, but you can't just throw the whole thing in the trash because of that.
Yeah, just put some white pants on. You put some white pants on.
They're not going to do that.
Then it's a completely different thing. Now, what you talking about? Okay, it's clean.
My wife said they look like jeggings.
They're not like some people. I'm sure the text line is calling me a hater on this thing.
Well, you're not talking about Davis Mills right now.
Check this. I'm sorry. I'm sure people on the trailer, wheel, and frame text line are calling me.
Oh yeah,
a hater.
Sure enough, they are
a hater.
Show is a hater. Clint is too.
Yeah, I mean that's fine.
That's fine. I mean that's not a good look. I'm sorry. The blue. And now you have to talk yourself into, if they pull the pants leg up and show the signature sock, we got to feel. Just put on some white pants with it. The top is good. The top, when you wear your Alvarez jersey, I like it. The top, I see people out there.
Okay.
When they put, you put too much blue on that thing, that navy, well, yuck.
So really the problem here is we got a bunch of guys on this Astros team that just don't wear their game day attire correctly.
Well, no, they're not offered how it should be. The blue pants gotta go.
The blue pants should never be issued by the equipment manager over at the Astros unless they're cut off at the knee. Like just cut it off. Don't give them the option.
Take scissors after.
Cut them off. Put the elastic in the knee band and let's ride. I'm game with that. I don't like.
No, I'm not game with
that. Yuli would be pissed.
I am. I'm game. I think that looks clean. I like that. I like because you got to have some kind of color. That just all dark blue ain't it?
No, it ain't, man.
Looks kind of like a onesie.
I'd rather them gone with an orange.
Ooh.
Because that navy just
kind of like
looked,
that idea.
I'd rather them going with the orange. That navy is just
just too much for you. But you want them to never come back again.
If they're gonna wear them with the blue pants.
Wow.
With the blue bottoms, just
I
shut
feel
it down.
Strong.
Maybe put. One
I'm gonna tell you, Tucker
put them
looks,
up in a plaque or something.
Tucker looks funny in them. Tucker and Yordan Alvarez look funny in them. I'm
looking
at them.
Yordan and Altuve.
Yeah,
he's a little.
Altuve comes up, doesn't he? Doesn't he bring him up around the knee?
That's why he does. But for me, the knee it still looks bad on him.
Luis Garcia doesn't only wear his pants down, but I think his pants are like at least three or four sizes too large.
They go over the bottom of his shoes.
Yeah.
What about orange pants? With the blue top.
I think that'd look pretty cool.
No, it wouldn't. Now you just get... It took the gimmicky part too far. They should just stay with the top. Someone said George Springer would have rocked him right.
Yep. He always had that pant leg pulled up to the knee. As you should, like I've said.
I mean, the text line... Yeah, like I said, they look like leisure suits. Is what they look like they're wearing in all that damn navy. It's just not... It's just not a strong look.
Here's the other thing with the Astros, too. They got so many options.
Yes.
They got so many, like, really good options. And I understand there's themes and they're trying to sell more jerseys and they're trying to be more current. I get it. I get the business behind it. And that's fine. I'm sure they did great, as Tyler said.
But they're not selling pants.
No, I'm with you.
they're selling the jerseys.
Yeah, I mean.
Contrary to what Landry Locker says, I do not own a pair of those baseball pants.
You got the pants, don't you?
No.
Boy, it'd be classic you'd if you did. If you posted a picture of you watching a game in those blue Astros head to toe.
From the text line, I rarely agree with Shope, but gray pants would look better if they were going on the road. They only wore them at home, so that's why I say the white pants.
I'm not against the white pants, but I don't think just because of the blue pants we never have it back again.
You actually like the blue pants look.
When they're pulled up to the knee, I think they look clean as hell. Those orange kind of tie-dye looking socks with the orange and yellow, oh yeah.
Clean as hell.
Yeah, I don't know that I can get there with much of it, but I'm just not a fan, Bob.
I'm not a fan. Listen, like I said, the Astros in this run, this golden age of Astros baseball, have done fantastic things, amazing things.
Those Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.
You could say the best organization in the last 10 years. Yep. This is not one of them. This, hey, man, we win some, you lose some, and this is one we lost. Next year, let's try something else and leave them blue pants. I know there had to be somebody saying, hey, man, y'all think this blue pants is a little too much? And then there's some aggressive guy in there like Tyler. No. Look at these socks, though. Look at these socks. This is it. Yeah, man. Let's calm it down. All right, last night, Monday Night Football was a game that showed something I think the Texans should be looking at, but I would assume it would have to be a miracle for this to occur, for that to happen. We'll discuss that coming up next. But, Clint, listen, we talked about the Astros uniforms, man. Maybe you don't want to buy them a space jersey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
I know any of you are wondering, on a Tuesday, where's our guy Seth Payne? Seth Payne, he'll be back with us next week. Seth had a little action to take care of, you know, busy man.
Happens every now and then, man. He's in high demand this time of year, you know what I mean?
He really is, man. Good looking fella like himself. We'll visit with him next week. I'm watching Monday Night Football last night, fellas, and that damn D'Amico Ryans, boy, they got that defense rolling. I mean, absolutely shut down the Rams, and they have absolutely – the team they've given up the most points to, oddly enough, are the Bears.
Yeah.
The Bears beat them 19-10 in that slop. But other than that, man, nothing. 9 yesterday,
yep.
7 in one of their games. They lost 11-10 to the 49ers.
Yeah, the thing about D'Amico Ryans and the defense coordinator for the 49ers right now is a lot of folks will sit back and go, well, he's just got better players, man. He got some dudes now, and they just got better from last year somehow. But that ain't all. That ain't all. D'Amico Ryans is cracked up to be now. You watch him games. I mean, they're scheming some things up.
He knows when to blitz.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest key, right? For me, if you're watching a unit, offense or defense, right? When you're watching a unit, right? Are they well coached? Are they where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there? And they check that box clearly. Do they play with great instincts, and do they play without thinking? They got that. They got that clear. They're well coached. Well coached football team. And then to your point, show of do they do things in a timely fashion in critical moments of the game? Do they have the ability in the critical moments of the game to dial up something that quarterback hadn't seen three or four times already, or to execute something that he has seen three or four times already, even better than they have in the past? And they have the ability to do that. D'Amico Ryans is, I mean, he is getting all the love that he should get at this point in time. That defense checks every damn box across the board, and they're getting guys back.
No, like we said, Brandon Staley has players. And yeah. has had players. Mm-hmm. And he had players with the Chargers. Their defense didn't play up to what the players on his team you would think would look like. Hell, we watched him last week. I know he had Bosa out last week, but they still had enough guys to not give up 24 points to the damn Texans last week. So, I mean, it isn't just a thing of guys. And everything you explained in the first segment, if you missed that, go back and hit that rewind feature on the Odyssey app. I mean, the Texans... they got a guy who is a veteran in this league, and they got veterans who just don't even line up in the right spot.
And it's basic coverage. We're talking about basic coverages too, by the
way.
So
to go to that point of he not only has dudes, but when he has dudes, he has by far the top defense in the game. And as you said, man, you can see, just like we see offensive coaches like Mike McDaniel, who we've talked about, do creative things, he's doing that on the defensive side of it. And, Tyler, I want to say this. Don't you bring this music down, because I want to say this. I don't want anybody to mix up anything when I say this. He is the perfect coach for the Texans. And he doesn't generally fit everything that I would want. Like, I'm going to be honest. I think me and you see this the same way, Clint. I'd rather have an offensive coach, especially if I'm intending to get a young quarterback at some point, which I think the Texans are. But sometimes some things even overshadow that. It's not a deal breaker for me, but I think here he is the perfect coach. He is young, innovative, and I think being a Texan means something to him. And him coming here would mean something with an organization and with a fan base that still has some fracture in it. And man, we're seeing him. They're lucky he's not a head coach right now, that he didn't get a job last year. And I don't think that they'll be as lucky coming this year. I think he is going to get a job this year. He knows what it means to be here. He has relationships here. He knows the owners here. He is the perfect coach. And he's going to bring that offensive system that everyone and the system that people know, that system of what Gary Kubiak has done and what we're seeing all around the league. Obviously, he's with Shanahan, and he played under Kubiak. He has those relationships with those guys. So he's bringing a Mike McDaniel type of philosophy, a Kyle Shanahan type of philosophy here. He is the perfect coach and the perfect person here. And I think it would take a miracle for it to happen. I would not bet on it happening. But that's all I could think about when I was watching that game, thinking, man, he is somebody who would mean something to him to turn this around in a way that I don't know it would mean to other people.
Yeah, I think if indeed they do get to a spot where they're hunting coaches again, I think D'Amico Ryans would have to be at the top of the list. I mean, you look at Robert Saleh in New York in terms of kind of how that went down. He went there, he drafted a quarterback in the top 10. He brought in what is it, LaFleur's little brother, isn't it?
He's with the Jets.
One of the LaFleur boys out of the 49ers, regime, and so that you'd basically be doing what they're doing there down here in Houston, and with D'Amico Ryans instead. So yeah, look, I don't doubt if the Texans do get to a spot where they're interviewing head coaches again. There's another head coach search here with the Texans. I would be highly disappointed if D'Amico Ryans wasn't a guy that is top their list.
Yeah, I think it would. Honestly, and this may hit some people the wrong, I think it would take Nick Caserio no longer being in charge for that to happen. I don't think Nick would bring him in. I mean, Nick didn't even interview him. I don't see that clashing. And to be honest, I don't know that I think that D'Amico Ryans would want to be here with the current setup that is here with certain people that are in charge here that have power here. I think the way that D'Amico, that's why I said I think it would be a miracle. The way that D'Amico Ryans would get here to me would be Cal McNair cleaning house again. I mean, talking everybody and then hiring the coach. And that is the only way that I could, and to be honest, I will step up and say, I think that would be the best move for this organization to move forward, is that Cal McNair clean house and bring in a guy like D'Amico Ryans. Because Cal McNair is going to have another one of those press conferences, the many he's had since I've been here, like the one he had when he fired Bill O'Brien to bring in Romeo Crennel, the one he had to bring in Nick Caserio, the one he had that these – we're bringing in a new person to change the direction and culture. He's going to have another one because Lovey, if he lasts past this year, the thought that Lovey will be here two more years or three more years, he's going to have another one. And the thought is Nick Caserio going to be the person to decide it? If I had to bet money, yes, I'm sure Nick would be the guy. To me, I think if Nick has to hire another head coach within the next 2 years, then I think you have to look at the person who is hiring those coaches. And I think you have to part ways with that person too and start over. That's why I said it's a miracle if D'Amico Ryans would get here. And it sucks because I think he would be the perfect person to take over here. But I don't think it will happen because I don't think Nick is getting up out of here.
So you're at a spot where Cal fire everybody in the house, hire D'Amico Ryans, and then go from there?
To me, yeah. Like, to me, I would. Wow. I mean, we've seen it happen. The way Kyle Shanahan got his job with the 49ers, they fired everybody, got rid of Chip Kelly and Jim Tomsula. They went and tried to bring in the coach first. The owner did. They brought in the coach, and then they brought in John Lynch, and they worked together. Just happened in Chicago with Matt Eberflus. They hired Matt Eberflus, and then they brought in Ryan Poles, the GM, and they're working together. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I said it early with Davis Mills, and I felt like there was evidence there. I think it's more evidence right now with Nick Caserio. Like, the two most important things for a guy for Nick Caserio is the coach, and for him, he's picking the groceries, is the quarterback. He has been all-time awful in terms of hiring coaches, to which we're even talking about him having to move on from a second coach in 2 years. And then the quarterback situation, we can look around the league. I know they're not finding their young guys, but the quarterbacks that he's brought in is Tyrod Taylor, Davis Mills out of the draft, Kyle Allen, and Jeff Driscoll. Like, we can look around. You can do better than that. So he's been bad at bringing in quarterbacks and has been all-time awful with coaches. And to think he'd get a third chance to hire another coach when the three coaches that he wanted to bring in, he's hired two and wanted to bring in Josh McCown, nobody else interviewed, nobody else talked to. I think he's a good guy. He seems like good people, but I think he has shown enough that he's not the guy. I mean, those decisions he's made are pretty telling to me, and I think you're just swimming in water with him.
Swimming in water?
Yeah, just swimming back and forth in water, not getting
I don't know. That's interesting. I mean, we're under two different impressions of hiring a coach. This isn't like a general manager was brought in here under normal circumstances and hired a coach, I don't believe that David Culley lays at the feet of Nick Caserio. And truth be told, I don't believe that Lovey Smith wholeheartedly, solely lands at the feet of Nick Caserio. I think the extenuating circumstances that were used and have to be considered when you're talking about what to do with Nick Caserio, if that ever comes about. But I mean, we're just going to be on two different sides of that debate, I guess.
So, but you think the next coach would be on him?
I think the further you get removed, like picking a quarterback, the dude didn't have a first round pick when he took the job.
That's fair.
I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve. You know, hey, look, what's happened on his watch is definitely on his watch. But to not take into consideration that what all he inherited and kind of how decisions were being made along the way, I think is inaccurate. I don't know. And I don't think – I think it would be hard for Cal McNair to sit across the table from – after making some of these decisions and creating the chaos that was. I mean, he's months removed from Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Watson situation, which he inherited. So I don't know. I just think all that stuff factors in. If it were just a clean slate, a bad organization that hired a GM, and the GM made all the decisions on his own, then we can. I'll be the first to hold him accountable. I just don't think that's what's going on in Houston.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. I mean, I take him for his word. The McNair family has entrusted me to make these decisions, and
hopefully, happy tummies.
He had a tough situation he was in, and now they're potentially two coaches in 2 years, and they seem to be even further back than they were before. All right, coming up, another team celebrates on the Astros field. It's okay, but hear from our guy Lance McCullers. He speaks on how he's feeling heading into the playoffs. You don't want to miss what Lance had to say. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.